Well, hundreds of thousands of people across the country came out on Saturday to protest President Trump's immigration policies. They called for an end to the administration's zero-tolerance policy toward undocumented immigrants crossing the border and for separated parents and children to be reunited immediately. More than 2,000 children have been separated from their parents since Trump's policy took effect. KQED's Tyke Hendricks reports on one Central American family's effort to get their child back.
In their village in northern Guatemala, 5-year-old Filemona went everywhere with her papi, even to the fields to hoe potatoes. So when her father Nazario decided to flee gangs who were threatening his life, it seemed best to take her with him. We're not using the family's last name to protect their safety. Nazario's wife Marcela stayed behind with their 2-year-old, and the gang members returned.
The last time they came looking for him, they beat me up. But at least they didn't kill me.
Father and daughter crossed the border east of San Diego on the night of May 16th and asked a Border Patrol agent for asylum. In a court declaration, Nazario said Filemona was screaming and crying as 2 Border Patrol agents grabbed her from his arms. Nazario was taken to a federal jail in San Diego. Officials never told him where Filemona had gone. It was James Chavez, his public defender, who finally tracked the little girl down in New York. Chavez spoke to a caseworker who had visited Filemona.
She just described a little girl who was crying every day, who was missing her father very much, which paralleled him crying every day, missing his little girl.
During the 5 weeks he was locked up, Nazario never spoke to his daughter, but his wife Marcela did get a call.
I spoke with my daughter 2 weeks ago. She told me she didn't want to stay there. She wants to come back to us.
Nazario was prosecuted for illegally entering the U.S., then turned over to immigration officials. Chavez, his attorney, said Nazario has no formal education and he found the American legal system bewildering. Distraught without his child, Nazario decided to abandon his request for asylum.
My impression of Nazario is that he was deeply depressed, maybe even broken.
On the very day that President Trump signed the order to stop separating families, immigration agents put Nazario on an airplane and deported him back to Guatemala. Filemona remains in a children's shelter in New York. James Chavez says this is the most harrowing case he has ever had. Though his job is technically done, he says he can't let the case go.
This case has touched me personally. Being a father of 2 small children myself and having gotten to know a good man who's going through a real nightmare.
In spite of the menace of the gangs, Nazario is home in Guatemala now with his wife and baby. Lawyers say it could take weeks before the United States government returns Filemona to her parents. I'm Tyke Hendricks.